everyone. Welcome to an episode of Squawk Squawk Do Talk that Connor is going to want to delete when he's sober. I'm Connor.
I'm Kevin, and I'm in a blanket.
And the third one who just screamed is... It's Chris. He's just not going to say his name. He's just going to say Squawk. So we've been gone for a while because of life?
Yeah, I work in New York City.
Two of them do, and...
I also work in New York City.
One of us works in the most southern New Jersey you can get. And it sucks, and he's trying to work in New York, but, like, no one's hiring him at the moment.
We're hiring.
Yeah, we are hiring.
Maybe.
I just learned today we cannot talk about where we work on social media, Kev.
Really?
Really?
Like, at all. It's a big negatory.
That is an evil corporation if I've ever heard
it's
one.
On grounds for firing. Yes.
I think I remember that. I mean, that's not something I normally do anyway, unless it's like a work-related event.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, we've had a work
related.
That's fine. They haven't mentioned where exactly they work,
I mean,
besides,
like,
the city.
I also, like, if you match with me on Hinge, I'm like, yeah, no, I work at this company called Prepper.
Schmerdemer.
Yeah.
With the her. I totally mentioned.
But, like, I don't know, the full social media blackout thing for your company kind of sounds evil to me, but that, like, also the name of the thing sounds evil to me.
Yeah, we're also, like, 160 people, which is a little too small to be fully evil.
Like,
I guess.
We know everyone there.
Yeah.
Also, what we do isn't necessarily evil.
It's a small evil.
Is it not necessarily evil? It's capital.
I mean, capitalism in itself is evil.
We're enforcing a treaty.
I said that to my dad once. I, like, complained about capitalism to my dad, and he's like, hey, capitalism's bought you a lot of good things. And I was like, yeah, still sucks, John.
But tequila was not the main place.
Yeah, why did you do tequila?
Because he's feeling his oats.
Fun fact, an original episode of this show, like, the pilot that I think Kevin still has under lock and key somewhere... was all of us drunk?
You know what we should play?
What should we play?
We should play the penis game?
Not on mic.
Shh, 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 shh.
I don't want to edit this thing at all.
Yeah, but...
Number one.
But,
number two,
but,
you have neighbors.
No, not that penis game. The game where we try to make a penis with our voice.
With the bars?
Yes. No, that
when has that ever been a thing?
It's a thing now. Ready?
Did you just invent this? I mean, all it involves is
Peter!
One... All it involves is
nah,
one...
Nah, that's not it.
It involves one big, like...
Woo! No.
No, it's gotta be one big consistent spike, but then you keep making noise. So, like...
Oh!
No, that is a pencil dick of accuracy.
You plebs. All right, it
doesn't
like
have to be the soft.
You gotta do start soft, then spike, and then
this is gonna be super amazing for our people to listen to.
Listen, so it's
our
except you have to
no.
See, but those would be the nuts.
No,
I get.
You understand
I don't
what I'm
know
saying.
If I don't know if this is gonna work with like the omnidirectional mic with a unidirectional.
Yes.
It might work with a unidirectional. I don't know what the fuck you think. No, it's gotta be one consistent
anal
tone.
Beads.
You're just saying shit now.
Well, those were anal beads.
Sure. Yeah. No.
That'd make a good Christmas gift.
Pops of...
Not for me, but...
Things can be anal beads, I guess.
Thanks, babe. I look forward to them in the mail.
Oh, yeah. By the way, your fucking Christmas gifts are the Rise of Skywalker tickets.
Thanks, Connor.
No.
We're gonna go see that.
They're $30 each, and you haven't paid me back, so they're your fucking Christmas gifts.
Yeah, I'll pay you
back. I'll pay you back.
I need my Visa card to
fine.
Arrive.
Fine. Fuck. Now I have to buy Christmas gifts.
No.
You also don't have to do that.
Okay, fine. That works,
I mean,
too.
You can if you want to, but...
I don't know. I assume that was going to be it.
No.
Because The three of us want to go see The Rise of Skywalker, the new Star Wars movie, which I guess is going to be an episode, maybe, if we keep doing this podcast.
I would like that.
And
In
4DX, which, remember we talked about 4DX with John Wick? We saw The Avengers Endgame in 4DX, and it was fucking insane, and Kevin came with us. And how'd you feel about 4DX?
Fucking love it.
So, like, now you guys see every movie in 4DX?
I want to say... any chance. We definitely pick and choose. Because we saw Jojo Rabbit not in 4DX.
That's not an option for it.
Doesn't matter.
I would like to feel like I'm dancing with Scarlett Johansson.
I would also...
Don't tell me spoilers on
Would like to feel like I was dancing with Hitler.
That too.
Taika Hitler. I like Taika.
Maybe. Either way, we also saw It Chapter 2 in 4DX.
That was Litty Titty.
Fucking wild.
I do regret Chris introducing you to 4DX.
Honestly, I regret you doing
it. It was
that
a mistake. because the John Wick episode we recorded, and I don't know if I mentioned it during it, but Chris didn't know what 4DX was. We were just walking around Times Square. He wanted to try to get tickets to Hadestown the day after the Tonys were announced, which I was like, not going to happen. But so we walked by the movie theater, and I saw there was an ad for 4DX, and I was like, oh, shit, they have 4DX. And he was like, what's that? And when I explained the whole thing to him, he said, well, if Endgame is in it, we have to see it. And it wasn't. It was John Wick 3. So we went home, watched summaries of the first two John Wicks, woke up the next morning and went, oh, shit, we gotta, don't we?
And we fucking did, ladies and gents.
At the end of the summer, there was a special summer sale, I'm doing air quotes, for... Actually, it was a sale. It was one-third of the price.
No, it was literally $10 $10
tickets for a 4DX ticket to Avengers Endgame, which was insane. We bought Kevin and introduced him, and during the little opening sequence where it was the car chase...
The Regal introduction.
No, not the car chase thing. The car chase where, like, the person gets kidnapped and, like,
you
get hit by the car and it sprays you with the gas and all that shit. Like, the kidnapping thing?
The first introduction. But that wasn't part of the actual movie.
No, but the first introduction to the 4DX thing where it's like, you are watching in 4DX. I saw your face light up and you were like, can I see every movie like this?
Yeah.
Because it's insane. I'm back and forth on it, but, like, we're seeing Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker in it. I have the tickets.
And I'm so excited.
I'm excited, honestly.
Me too.
But can we...
Although I'm not excited to really be seeing Star Wars because I'm so fucking over it.
I'm excited for the new trilogy. I like the new trilogy.
I'm very happy for you both, but I'm really done with the Skywalkers.
I think
I like
Rey.
Finn. I want to fuck Poe. Like,
everybody wants to fuck Poe.
He is so gorgeous. He has a scarf in this one.
Ooh, that's hella gay.
I hate Funko Pops, but I bought a Poe Dameron Funko Pop from The Force Awakens for my. I bought a Poe Funko Pop from The Force Awakens for myself. Teresa bought me a Last Jedi Poe Funko Pop, and she gave him a little bisexual flag because she knows how special that is to me because he is bisexual and fucking around the galaxy. And this one, like, I'm going to have to buy another fucking Funko Pop. I want all the fucking Funko Pops of Poe.
I just want to say, according to TikTok, you're only bisexual if you cuff your pants.
I did buy far too long jeans recently.
Don't snap your fingers nearly enough.
You're only bisexual if you cuff your pants, kid. Nah, that doesn't help. What the fuck are you?
It's an audio medium, but I just cuffed my pants super high and flipped him off.
Yeah, but he didn't snap his finger while he flipped him off.
That's called stereotypes.
Connor's being
racist. McDonald's. Have y'all had McDonald's lately? McDonald's is great.
I absolutely shit myself the last time.
It's not great.
I threw up for 16 hours straight the last time I had McDonald's, but I did have Burger King tonight.
Got Burger King tonight. Well, you guys were like, hey, do you want to get hamburgers? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great.
No.
I mean, you said Hergis Burgis, which, to be fair... Almost perfect. With the whole, like, Spubby Ifrif meme, Hergis Burgis does go with Wendy's, which is Wheaties old-fashioned Hergis Burgis. So, but you texted me on the way up, do you want to get Hergis Burgis? And I was like, fine, hamburgers, sounds great. sure. And then as we were walking, you were like, oh yeah, there's this new Hergesburgers place that opened up near us. And I was like, cool, new hamburger place. Sounds fancy. We walked by a Burger King and I was like, oh, this better not be it. And as we walked in, I was like, you fucking dicks. do we want a live retaste test? Because I stuck my burger in your fridge and it's awful.
Yeah.
All
right. A live retaste test. You guys talk while I get the burger.
Oh, boy. We're very high energy.
We are because we bought the bike pack out.
Yeah, defo.
Why are you being awkward, Bet?
It's been a challenging week, my friend, and I am just trying to keep those neurotransmitters zipping around my brainy boo.
Are you?
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, so this is the Burger King Pretzel Bun Bacon King. It's got...
Not to mix our review up with the report of the week, we want no contest with that beautiful mind.
I don't want to... fucking be in the same categories that man, because he scares me.
My sacred brand, Vampire Brother.
Love him.
There's something about him that terrifies me.
Exactly why I love him.
It's I got, definitely like, want to be present for his autopsy. Like
I.
It appears his insides are made of.
Nah,
they're made of tungsten.
It's huge.
So, this is like a pretzel bun and two patties. I ordered one. They gave me two. Whatever. Bacon, cheese, and mayo and mustard. Even though I requested no mustard, there might still be mustard on it. I don't know, man.
I love mustard.
I don't like mustard.
I'm out.
If it's on something, then I can, like, suffer through it. But no. Overall, just not a fan.
Nah, dude. I'll squirt mustard right into my mouth hole.
This is a hard out, but, like, I'll do it for the vine.
You want to try it?
Rip vine.
I mean, I'll do it for the vine.
It's not great. It's literally just a Burger King burger with a pretzel bun.
Take one down, pass it around, 99 bottles of Bono on the wall.
That's too many Bonos.
One Bono is too many Bonos. You hear me, Bono? True. You too, all of you. Atrocious.
It's not
just
great.
Like this frozen burger that I'm about to try. Let's not vomit. Oh.
The pretzel bun is better than I thought it would be. I will give it that.
It makes me feel like it should be some sort of breakfast burger.
It's all pretzel, no burger.
No, I got some meat. Just a bit.
I got meat, but, like, it's cold.
A refrigerator. We'll do that.
It's true. I didn't put it in the fridge because, like, it would be worse to eat spoiled meat. Even though it probably wouldn't have spoiled in the 4 hours since we got it.
Yes, especially with all the preservatives that Burger King probably
puts
in the food.
Yeah, no. None of this is natural. I told myself I was going to eat healthy, and then I ate, like, this and sugar cookie toast crunch, but that's only because the cereal podcast I listened to, The Empty Bowl, told me sugar cookie toast crunch is good. And you know what? It tastes like sugar cookies. I'm not a fan of sugar cookies, but it tastes just like them.
That's wild.
It's pretty wild. I give it props.
That was, like, mediocre.
Mediocre? Yeah, no, I agree.
No, yeah.
Kind of merely mediocre.
Shut your mouth, you, like, mediocre clarinet player.
It was so mediocre, I would not put it back in my fridge.
Not me. Well,
you
I'm
brought
gonna,
shame upon this house.
I'm probably going to eat it tomorrow morning when I wake up with a headache and go, I need food. And the two of you are both going to be asleep, so I'm just going to stumble over and be like, that is food, and eat it.
We also have Pop-Tarts, ramen, taquitos, whole pizzas.
Pigs in a blanket.
Literally, one of those is breakfast food.
Marie Callender's chicken pot pies.
You have tempted me with that.
Ooh, that makes two of us.
Toast, cream cheese,
eggs. I love fucking Marie Callender's chicken pot pies.
See, Chris is afraid of peas. So he won't go anywhere near those.
So you won't eat the entire chicken pot pie?
Yeah.
Peas are literally... the devil's testicles.
They aren't. They're peoples.
No. No, 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 people. No, 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 no. They are, if you look up the dictionary definition of devil's testicles, you will literally see
Donald Trump's forehead.
A ball sack full of little bulbs. Those little bulbs will also be green. Those green little bulbs are fucking peas. You were eating the devil's testicles every time you eat peas. End of story, doesn't matter.
That's fine. It works really well.
You know what? I've just pulled up the Cambridge New English Dictionary, and he's correct.
Yeah.
There's nothing in Kevin's hand.
The devil's testicles. And I have come full circle to where, like, yeah, no, I go to hell. And yeah, the devil does feed me his testicles. And I go, hot, kind of. And end of story. Like that, there it is.
We do have the entire spectrum of male sexuality in this podcast.
I admire the ability that we have for male perspective.
But Marie Callender's chicken pot pie, any chicken pot pie, honestly, is great. Like, you're not gonna risk it just for that.
No, it has
peas. Fuck peas.
That is, I mean,
violently discriminatory.
Kevin has watched me literally in this past week pick peas out of an entire dish.
That's just childish.
Oh no,
I do feel the same way. Not about peas, but it is November. It is around Thanksgiving time. How do y'all feel about sweet potatoes?
Take it or leave it. Like, if they're there, I usually won't pick a fight, but, like, I very seldomly seek them out.
If they're there, I'm like, ugh, why?
See,
the more mashed they are, I'm generally in favor, or the more,
less mashed they are, I'm generally in favor of.
Just saying.
I don't like the fiber.
See, that's why I don't like chewing them. Like, when they're already mashed, the fibers are pretty much destroyed.
No.
Unless they're in french fry. In which case,
french fry for all acceptable. Always good.
Bad. Yes. Sweet potato is bad. It is a yam. It's not even a potato. You have to fucking mask it with cinnamon and marshmallows. That doesn't make it a good potato. It's bad. It is the worst.
Yams are more starchy than sweet potatoes.
Still, taste wise, it is the worst root vegetable.
No,
period.
It's completely different. Sweet potatoes are definitely
both
more sweet.
Both are not good.
Did you just say that potatoes are also not good?
No, sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Regular potatoes. Do you see what I look like? Do you know what my heritage is?
Yes. A regular potato.
Potato is my life.
Okay, well, a sweet potato is just like a regular potato with like a dash of sugar.
It tastes worse to me. It's the same thing with and peas. I hate them.
That's fair. I'm not going to argue with it, but like, I don't like sweet potatoes. I don't like sweet mashed potatoes.
I don't like lima beans.
I don't like sweet potatoes.
Lima beans have a bad texture.
Lima beans, I totally understand that Jimmy Neutron episode.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who a lima bean is, but I've never had one, never come across one.
Honey, that's my tongue. I needed to taste pie with. If this were a dream, could I do this?
I just
want to
say, one of our coworkers makes a podcast, and it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to help
women
with their career stuff. And here we are.
Is it a serious podcast, or is it like...
No, it's a serious podcast. It's a good podcast.
Well, we shouldn't mention all this, because this is a goofster podcast.
I'm not going to
for fucking goofs.
I was very upset that my team was able to find our podcast.
Oh no.
Yeah. With a simple Google of my name.
Yeah. Do you want me to change the... Do you want me to just make it first names in the description?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I will. Because when I looked up my name on your Spotify to try to get my holiday playlist, Squawk was the first thing that came up.
Oh yeah, no, I want it to be just single names.
Alright, I'll do that. I need to get your Wi-Fi password again, because apparently my computer doesn't want to connect.
That's fine. But it's on the back of the thing there, and I can also text you something. So.
Okay. But, I'll do that.
I have a confession to make.
What is your
confession?
These are my confessions. Just want to thaw someone from them.
9 years ago,
I put in 15 hours of Naruto Ultimate Ninja 4 on the PlayStation 2, and then like never touched the game again since 2010. And then Connor and Chris come over, and I manhandle them both. And I didn't know I had it in me, but I just want to apologize to both of yous in front of the whole internet for my weeaboo phase.
You have just set a course, a challenge, my friend. And I don't...
Not even Jiraiya's giant fucking frog technique could save you, my friend.
I don't give a fuck what you have to say.
Oh, typical.
You have just set a course, a challenge.
Let's set a course.
A challenge has been declared.
Why are you Principal Scudder?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But a challenge has been declared.
Chris.
And the challenge will be upheld.
Chris, have you ever watched Clone Hunt?
In 3 months after this date, that which it's post.
February?
Doesn't matter.
Are we having a fucking video game tournament in February?
3 months after this date is post.
February 8th. What day is that?
3 months after this,
you drink this
post.
First.
What am I looking at here there, Super Chief?
Try it. Tell me how it tastes.
I shall destroy you.
I mixed a drink and I'm having Kevin test it first. It is 2 ingredients.
I shall destroy you.
Definitely, just from the odors, fucking ginger ale and Jägermeister.
I would flip those ingredients the other way around, but he is right. How's it taste?
It tastes okay. I still think tequila and ginger beer is a bit more of...
That's actually pretty good.
No, it's not bad at all. It's not to my taste, because it's a little sweeter than
I... It might be the licorice-y aftertaste with the sweetness, but it reminds me of Moxie.
You put... I'm sorry.
Jaeger and ginger ale, because that's the only mixer that was out.
It's so dark.
Try it.
Try
them, and you may, I say. Try them, and you may.
It's a little sweeter than I like.
I do not like them, Sam. I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. That's the next fucking show. Literally, green eggs and ham.
Now that's a cute face, Chrissy.
Doesn't it kind of taste like Moxie, though?
It does.
Exactly.
Without the asphalt.
It tastes
path.
So much like Moxie. I kind of love it. If you haven't had Moxie, it is a Maine specific drink that tastes like licorice root and poison, and I love it.
Yeah, it does. Imagine like mixing asphalt with Jaeger, and that's pretty much what it is.
And it's really good.
It's okay.
I love it so much.
Chris hates it.
I have a point. My entire taste from, like, taste buds to music taste to film taste has been poisoned by, like, this thing is garbage. I must like it.
Yeah. But,
earlier today, I showed these two the Lil Jon and Kool-Aid Man Christmas song.
That was a treat.
Which, that's all you need to understand about how I feel about things now.
Also, Chris didn't know what YouTube poop was, or at least didn't experience it until this evening.
I knew what YouTube poop was, but, like, why does it exist? Why?
Because people wanted to... It's kind of an editing reel, honestly.
It's a little bit editing. It's a little bit just like manic nonsense, which of course has evolved into kind of our postmodern Dadaist, nihilist sort of memetry.
Memes can't... Only certain memes are Dadaist. They're not all Dadaist.
No, it's...
A lot are nihilist, but like, I don't know. Dada memes have kind of fallen off. You gotta find them in a really niche spot. Like... the thing with the frog where it's like, mother, can I have money for bread? Just kidding, soup time. That's kind of Dada.
That's that. Yeah, brother, can I have some oats?
Did the fart get on the monitor? It looks like it did.
Oh no!
Oh, this is going up unedited. I don't care anymore. I'll get the Wi-Fi password and put it up at 1:30 a.m. tonight. And then I'll wake up the next morning and be like, what the fuck?
My favorite thing was that fart was slightly aimed at Chris.
What?
I said my favorite thing is that fart was slightly aimed at Chris. Speaking of slightly aiming, you think Nintendo was slightly aiming for not shit when they contributed to the world? Fucking Wii Music!
Wii Music is incredible, and I don't want you to badmouth my baby.
I'm going to badmouth your baby because you're just fucking wrong.
Oh, it sucks, so but I love it. Again, what I just said about my mind being poisoned by irony, my taste being poisoned by irony, Wii Music sucks. I love it to death.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Which just means Connor's opinion means very little.
No, if I legitimately enjoy something, I will make a point to be like, I like this, this is good. If I don't like something, I will probably laugh as I say it. Like, recently, I was talking to my dad about the Cats movie that's coming out. And I said how me and my girlfriend want to go see it for New Year's Eve. AKA, mostly, I want to go see it for New Year's Eve. And she just went, okay, fine. We'll go see the Cats thing. And my dad went, doesn't that look bad, I thought you said? And I said, yes, that's why I want to see it. My brain is poisoned. Sometimes I want to die. It just happens.
Yes. And sometimes I like things that are often hated, but I think are really good, like the Super Mario Brothers movie from 1993.
Why is that your prime example?
That is your go-to for a lot of things.
Because it is so textbook, like, competently put together.
But, like, but it's outside so... of that, give us another
example. Have you watched The Book of Henry?
Bizarre. No, I've not.
Oh, we gotta watch The Book of Henry. Well,
it's been
need
on
to
the
watch
list
it.
For a while.
Because have you heard anything about it?
Very
yes.
little.
It's, do I want to spoil it?
At least sign up.
So it's about a kid who's like a super genius and his mom is irresponsible.
Yes.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Do you want
movie.
To be spoiled or not?
Sounds
it's
like
a fantastic
tip,
fucking
just,
movie.
Just do you want to be spoiled or not?
No.
Okay.
Give me the
well, unspoiled. Apparently it's very bad. It's from the director of Jurassic World, Colin Trevorrow. He was on episode 9, and then a couple months after Book of Henry came out, he was ripped off of episode 9 so JJ could take his place.
I hate J.J. Abrams. What a hack.
I think he's fine.
I think he's uninspired.
I think he's got some good shit in him. I don't know. I like Super 8 a lot, and, like, Lost is good. And the Cloverfield series I love. I don't know. I like J.J. I wouldn't call him a hack. But that's mostly because I can't think of many hacks besides... James Cameron post-Terminator 2.
Oh, what about Michael Bay?
Yeah, you got a point. I mean...
No, I remember watching J.J. Abrams give a TED Talk, and he was like, all my movies, I have the same principle.
Was it all about the mystery box?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mystery box is kind of a dumb thing he does.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's... Well, it's... I mean, it's, like, the whole avoiding spoilers thing, which, like, I appreciate. But, like, then it just raises expectations too high, and it's not the greatest move.
It also doesn't let the audience get necessarily invested, because it does the opposite of what, for example, Alfred Hitchcock said to do, which is clue your audience in, and their suspense will outweigh whatever emotional value shock will give them.
But that's not a 2019 way of thinking, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's my problem, I suppose.
I don't place all the blame on JJ. If you want to go way back, I would place all the blame on Spielberg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, great guy, please hire me for your films. But that's the thing, I don't want to badmouth any directors on this because I'm like, put me in your movies.
No, I don't necessarily appreciate modern Spielberg.
I don't know. I'm excited for The Rise of Skywalker. I liked The Last Jedi. I think Knives Out looks great. Please put me in your films, Rian Johnson and J.J. Abrams.
Rian Johnson I like.
I like him a lot.
I like him a lot.
I thought Last Jedi was fantastic.
I thought it was very good.
You're much more critical on Star Wars than I am. I'm just, I like Star Wars, so like my, when I go into the movie, my level starts at good, and then it's either rises or lowers.
That's fair. Yeah.
I don't know. Looper was good.
I've heard. It's on the list.
Have you not seen Looper?
No.
So is the only Rian Johnson movie you've seen Last Jedi?
Shit, it might have been.
Do you see Brick?
No.
I haven't seen Brick.
No,
I need to see
Brick.
But are you going to see Knives Out?
I would like to, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for Knives Out. I'm probably going to force Teresa to see it.
Nice.
But it looks very good. But like Rian Johnson. He was in Philly recently. The Philadelphia Film Festival was apparently a thing, and they had like Jojo Rabbit, Knives Out, and a couple other things.
Jojo Rabbit was so fucking
good. I haven't seen it yet, but I was very sad that I wasn't able to attend because I was busy that weekend. But I was about to buy like $50 tickets just to see Knives Out and meet Rian Johnson and be like, hey, I like your stuff. My friend Luke doesn't understand Looper. Chris,
oh, right, that's right.
You've seen Looper, right, Chris?
He also doesn't understand Ratatouille.
Well, yeah, that's...
So, like...
That's just him being wrong.
Yeah.
Ratatouille is one of Pixar's finest films.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
But...
I wish I'd known in 15 minutes this is my goal.
Chris, what?
Chris, we're doing something.
Chris, we're... Chris, we're in the middle of a podcast.
So, you know...
But, like...
I recommend you guys get, like, a drink, you know...
We are drinking, whoever is recommending it. We don't want to watch anime.
We want to fight.
Chris, what are you doing? Who is talking? Chris, I'm looking at your screen and it's 100% darkness. Chris, what the fuck is this?
Chris, why are you just laughing silently?
Laugh! There you go, at least laugh on mic. Jeez.
That was friendly. I need to go to bed.
You trying to play TFT?
Team Fortress 2?
Aw, man, I love Team Fortress
2.
No! Oh, is that your wizard chest thing?
It's my wizard chest thing.
Well, you can't go to bed yet. We haven't had our on mic shot.
Yeah, about that.
Oh, you're gonna wimp out.
You're
the one who started tonight saying, I want to see Drunk Connor.
Yeah, and I got my wish.
You're the one who's getting the
wish. No one said they wanted to see Drunk Kevin.
You're the one who's getting the consequences, good sir.
Yeah, about that.
I forgot I had this much left in the drink.
Yeah, you got a lot of that gum. Cheers. Ooh, that had a lot. Nice little spike. Anyway, it's been a while since we recorded because we're living in separate places. We're figuring stuff out.
Well, two of us live in exactly the same place.
Yeah, but that's not all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, it's better for us to all record at the same time than, like, do Skype.
Definitely.
Because, like, you don't have the awkward pause of...
We could just share custody of Connor with, like, Teresa and his parents.
If I get a job up here, then yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to apply for jobs up here and in Philly and wherever I can. Just please give me entertainment job. Earwolf, if you're listening, your podcast producer position. I haven't applied for it yet, but like, wouldn't mind it. This is not a great resume or cover letter because I'm trying. But I have two references. This is Kevin.
Hi.
And this is Chris. Good timing.
Excellent move.
Perfect. So we ended this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna doze off.
We don't want to do the on mic shot.
Hey, no. Scott, need time!
Alright, thank you for listening to this latest episode of Squawk Squawk 2 Talk. If you want to ask us any questions, I guess, or send us any topics for our topic wheel, which we might do away with, I don't know, you can tweet us at SquawkPod, Yeah, fuck you, CNBC. We took that at from your...
I love that we stole that.
Your, like, your...
Wait, what?
Banking podcast or whatever. Oh, I have to show you that because you don't check your Twitter much.
I don't Twitter at all.
I know. No. I'll show you it. So tweet us at SquawkPod or email us at SquawkSquawkDudeTalk@gmail.com. With
are they going to pay us for it? Wait a minute.
Krista farts over here now.
Any question, you. Whatever you want. And if you want to follow us on our individual social medias, I don't know if anyone else is going to share them, but I'll share mine. Mine is at Corndair, CORNDAIR.
Yes, but two, six, two, two, two.
I think mine's at khughes.jr on Instagram and at khughes-jr or like underscore jr on Twitter.
What a fucking rebel.
Mine's Corndair on most of them. Alright, thank you for listening to this weird, drunk, rambly, hey, we are not dead episode of Squawk Squawk Dude Talk. We don't have a sign-off phrase yet, do we?
Bye.
I guess it's bye.
Bye.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Wait, à la toi.
À la toi. We have merch. Check out our, well, technically it's Just Connor's Redbubble store. For it, we tweeted out the link at Squawk Pod on Twitter. It is the logo of the three of us as birds sitting on a branch with no words. So if you want to purchase something, but you don't want to be one of those people who's like, I listen to this specific podcast and be obnoxious about it, then you just buy yourself a cute little design with three little birds with man faces.
Faces on those little birds.
We got a lot. We got stickers. We got mugs. We got shirts. We got blankets. We got leggings.
I like the sweatshirts and the mug.
A lot of them look nice. I do need to buy some myself.
If I wasn't getting a Beam Juice mug, I was going to get one of these mugs.
Cool. So you're going to not support us and also advertise for another podcast during Beam our juice. Merch plug?
It's too good, Connor.
Too good. They make enough podcast money as it is. All right. Fire merch. Now back to the episode. Also, this has been an ad break.